It's an amazing thing to be greeting someone in the studio as a guest who is also the founder of the station, who's the founder of the Bilingual Broadcasting Foundation. As most of our listeners know, and some of our listeners who are just tuning in now, maybe for the first time, you might not know this yet, but KBBF is, number one, a bilingual station and a multilingual station in some ways, and was the first in the United States, the first bilingual station in the United States, the first public bilingual station in the United States, founded 40 years ago. We're celebrating a Ruby anniversary, which means 40 years since the signing of the papers that created the Bilingual Broadcasting Foundation. So we are going to be conducting this interview in both Spanish and English, and I will be asking my questions in English. And we also have Alicia Sanchez from the Board of Directors, and our guest, who is the founder of the station, is Guido Del Prado, who is up here visiting us. Where are you from?
I was born in the Sacred Valley of the Incas in Peru.
Oh, wow.
In a little town, it's called Calca, Peru. Calca, Cusco, Peru.
Wow, Calca, Cusco, Peru. And where do you live now?
We live back in Calca now, and where we have a clinic. And we return to the United States to see our kids. We have three kids. One of them is from Santa Rosa, was born, my youngest, Marcel. And we have a little small house also in Florida.
Oh, terrific. Very nice. Very nice. And so you are just coming out here to a place that is very close to your heart, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I know that during the past hour, you were talking to Luis Gutierrez with the Roseland Report. And actually, his program, by the way, folks, the Roseland Report encompasses much more than Roseland. Usually, when you listen to Luis and his program, you are actually covering a big piece of California and actually a big piece of the world. So terrific job that Luis is doing. And he was interviewing you and talking a little bit about the founding of the station.
Yes.
And there was one point that really that really resonated with me, and also with Alicia, because we spoke about it together while we were listening and waiting in the green room, you know, while us celebrities were getting waited on, and you know, getting our valets were parking our cars,
sure,
were getting, you know, there was caviar there in the green
room.
So while we were enjoying our caviar in there, it actually was a taco there, though. I will say that the taco was good. That we were just really resonated with something that you were talking about, Guido Del Prado, about what was the original purpose and mission of KBBF and the Bilingual Broadcasting Foundation. And how do we want to do this? Shall I ask the question first in English? And then?
Yeah, ask the question again.
Okay. Then we will, yes. And Alicia will also be asking this.
Sí, es Alicia Sánchez. Soy la presidenta de la mesa directiva de KBBF. Y la pregunta que había usted mencionado, hablado, la dijo en inglés, y me gustaría mucho más que también que lo dijera en español, porque creo que es muy importante. Y eso es, ¿cuál fue la original misión o la original intención de hacer este radio? ¿Qué era la
el
propósito de esta, por hacer un radio que era bilingüe aquí en los Estados Unidos?
El propósito es muy claro y muy preciso. El propósito de la creación de esta estación, de esta corporación, era de crear un vehículo para realmente hacer un cambio social dentro de nuestra organización, dentro de nuestra gente. Nosotros ya habíamos vivido muchísimos años desintegrados, despojados, básicamente alienados de muchas cosas que tienen que ver con ser una persona eficiente, que tiene que ser con el crecimiento intelectual, espiritual de nuestra gente. Nosotros necesitábamos un instrumento, necesitábamos un vehículo para llevar a cabo nuestros objetivos y poder compartirlos con el resto de nuestra gente. Entonces se creó la estación de KBBF bajo esos términos, bajo esa emoción, bajo básicamente esa ilusión de poder tener un centro donde nosotros controláramos básicamente 360 grados la integridad, la pulcritud que debería existir en un sistema de información adecuada, conforme y más que nada balanceada. Y esta estación llenaba esa expectativa que nosotros teníamos como un sueño, que habíamos tratado de ver la mejor forma de tener un instrumento para poder comunicarnos e integrar a nuestra comunidad, porque teníamos muchos objetivos, tenemos mucha tradición que nos une y nosotros necesitábamos un vehículo para articular básicamente esa sed que siempre habíamos tenido en el pasado.
Yo puedo decir que nosotros ahorita todavía tenemos esa fe, todavía tenemos esa hambre para tener justicia y social y especial ahorita en estos tiempos. Y primero lugar, quiero darle muchísimas gracias por tener esa visión, esa determinación, como ganas, como se puede decir, ¿verdad? Ganas y el ánimo y la fe y esperanza de haber hecho esta estación. Y nosotros aquí estamos tan orgullosos que tú paró aquí en estos. Yo sé que ahorita está tan ocupado, pero le damos muchísimas gracias. Pero también más importante de tener en este tiempo, casi 40 años, esa misión y todo. Y nosotros esperamos aquí que vamos a continuar siguiendo con eso, con esa misión, con esa visión, con esa determinación, con ese valor como también que tiene que tener uno, y más importante la fe de seguir adelante, porque sí creemos nosotros aquí en esta especial, en esta mesa directiva y todos los programadores y voluntarios que sí se puede y que sí lo vamos a hacer y que vamos a seguir adelante otros 40 años más o todavía más.
Me parece, pero increíblemente, su entusiasmo. Yo creo que alguna vez un sabio dijo, cuando se reunió con miles de desplazados, de gentes que no tenían básicamente ya el valor de seguir luchando, dijo, sí se puede, y sí se pudo. Y entonces nacieron los César Chávez, nacieron las Dolores Huerta, y salieron muchos otros profesionales que ahora realmente valen la pena y han forjado un futuro mejor para sus hijos, porque siempre se han levantado con ese sueño de salir adelante en la mejor sociedad que existe en el mundo.
And we are talking to Guido Delfrado, who is one of the founders of KBBF. And I stepped over something when I was introducing Alicia Sanchez, which she was able to say to the audience here in Spanish, that Alicia is the president of the board of the Bilingual Broadcasting Foundation. And she is that makes her the president of KBBF. And I left that out, so I want to make sure that I put that in. My apologies. And one of the things, I don't know if anyone has talked about this, but one of the stories that I heard from, he will not be named, just in case it wasn't, no, I know it was true, don't worry, but about this story, it sounds very colorful, but that Senator Ted Kennedy got involved in some ways during the beginning of the station in terms of getting a helicopter to bring the broadcast tower up to the top of Mount St. Helena, which is our shining beacon on the top of the mountain for serving five counties.
You're absolutely right. We had a lot of good friends. Senator Kennedy was an unbelievable supporter of KBBF. In fact, he asked his nephew, Joe Kennedy, to come and spend time with us. And Joe did. He spent 10 days in Santa Rosa with us, and he visited the school systems. He dialogued with a lot of authorities and county supervisors here, and he was in KBBF. So the Kennedy family were strong supporters of our efforts. Yes, and you're right. Nobody wanted to basically put a tower, a transmitter in Mount San Helena, and we basically put that antenna up there. And although we made the Sierra Club little uncomfortable, but finally we got the permits to approve it. But that gave us a tremendous latitude because, you know, that's crucial, and that's why we are in Oakland, that's why we are in San Jose, and all over the Bay Area. So, yes, this is a powerful tool. This is a, but you have to use this in a good way.
Yes.
And you cannot deviate from there. You know, this is not a business. You know, many times we were offered money before to take over the programming or the direction that we wanted to go with KBVF, and we have always prevailed. And I hope that you guys will prevail.
Oh, yes.
Because good people prevails. Good ideas prevails. And people who work collectively for the well-being of others will always win.
Yes. You know, we were struck by lightning last winter.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Lightning hit the tower, the transmitter tower. And we came back.
Wonderful.
We survived. We have come back from the ashes.
Good. Good. There were a lot of good people who went out there, you know, including a lot of farm workers who donated their times, and they took their shovels and picks and everything else and carrying their backs cement to make it possible.
You know, one of the things that we look at whenever there is a Cesar Chavez march. Now, unfortunately, the lightning strike happened just before the Cesar Chavez march, and the transmitter was down for a while. It took a while to fix it. There was ice up there. Uh-huh. And so it was down right up until just before May Day. And so we missed what we think was an opportunity to really reach people during times when they really depend on that voice.
Mm-hmm.
That this is when no one else is covering it. This is the voice where our listeners can hear, oh, Mayday, and where it is. In Cesar Chavez, we have a march. Is that the type of thing that you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
That's exactly what it's all about. And, you know, we can't tire. We can't let any outside influence to destroy that ideal, that motivation that was responsible for creating this instrument, which was a godsend. Because I think that as long as we keep on promoting the well-being collectively of everybody, then we can never be defeated.
And so true, so true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. I'm going to give a little pause here to let that sink in. Because the things that you say when you get done, it's, I have to let that sink in a little while. I have to pause, sit with that. But my question is, and you may be pleased to know, one of the things that we're noticing is that we actually do have a big signal. We have a transmitting tower on top of a mountain, mm-hmm. and it reaches, I've been told, 6 counties. And I'm hearing you say that actually people in Oakland can hear this.
Oakland and San Jose, yes.
All the way to San Jose. Did you? Is
yes.
that?
Oh, yes.
That's
no,
not
I
a surprise
know.
To you, Alicia.
No, I know that people are so surprised. I mean, we are really, I think, I don't know.
And the reason why we know that is because when we went on the air, we were so excited.
Yes.
That our volunteers jumped in their cars and they went all the way down south and took up all over the place.
To hear.
And they reported back that, yes, guess what? We are in Los Gatos. And the signal is still here. A little weak, but, you know, we hear it. We were so pleased.
So the thing,
it takes a village.
It
takes
does.
A battalion of people.
Well, it's a big village now.
With passion, you know, to make things happen like that.
Oh, absolutely. Now I know how it did start. I know where the passion came from now. Yes, it's in the room. It is in the room. Of course, now there's two extremely passionate people in the room. When you have Guido Del Prado and you have Alicia Sanchez in the same room. Watch out. It's already starting to levitate. I think it's about 10 feet above the ground already. But the one of the things that we're starting to notice, in addition to that we have the signal, is that we have opportunities to provide with our news and public affairs programming coverage in other areas, like Evelina Molina, the co-host for this show, has actually moved into the Sonoma Valley, and she has started recording and putting on MP3 and calling in stories.
I just talked to her on the phone.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, she's a wonderful person.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go.
We're having news from Sonoma Valley, from the Springs area.
Wonderful.
Places where people can hear that bilingual voice, hear the Espanol, hear the noticias, and hear things. And, you know, like me, I listen and understand Spanish better than I speak it. But I do speak it. Alicia's heard me speak it sometimes. And it's really refreshing. I've been a listener to KBBF for, I think, shortly after it started. I started listening about 1976, which is shortly after I had moved to California. And, hey, this is great. I like this.
We had a variety of nice programs. We had a gentleman his program, well, his nickname was Captain Kilowatt. And Captain Kilowatt would come in at like about 8 o'clock at night and till 1 o'clock in the morning, and he had a variety of programs. So we had a combination. If you're talking about a melting pot,
yes,
you know, we had hippies, Chicanos, Mexicanos,
yes,
Latinos, everybody, man, you know, that wanted to contribute something, and he was there. And we were a big family, you know.
Yeah.
And we have to continue to be a big family.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, and I'll repeat myself again, if you do things with passion and compassion, you know, then you have the perfect combination.
People will listen to
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, people
es
will
tremendo,
listen to
tremendo.
That. Tremendo,
nosotros, tremendo. Nosotros nos hinchábamos el pecho de decir, KBF, la primera estación bilingüe cultural de los Estados Unidos. I mean, that was powerful.
Yeah.
Continues to be powerful.
It's really something today, actually. Yeah.
I believe right. Ahorita nosotros mucha gente siente porque los movimos de lugar que ha estado por 40 años. Mucha gente está bien preocupada. Primero, ya se vendió la propiedad en la avenida Finley y todo, y siempre les tengo que decir al público no les quiero asegurar que no, que en contrario, lo más lo que pasa es que ahorita, como se puede decir, llegamos a un como se dice, un poquito de dificultades en todo lo que ha pasado en Finley, y nomás lo estamos dejando, como se dice, descansar un ratito, y hasta tuvimos una ceremonia de despedida allí, pero para decirle nomás a la propiedad allí, vamos a regresar, nomás simplemente ahorita estamos en un nuevo lugar porque queremos comenzar de vuelta, como se puede decir, revivir esta, la misma misión, la misma visión que tenía en 1971, cuando ustedes se juntaron y platicaron y dijeron, ¿qué es lo que queremos hacer? ¿Cómo podemos servir al pueblo? ¿Cómo podemos ser servientes de pueblo? Yo trabajé con César Chávez y él siempre decía, no estamos aquí como la Unión de Campesinos para dar servicios al campesino, estamos para servir al campesino, para ser un sirviente del campesino. Y entonces yo crecí con esa compromiso en mi vida, ha sido que yo tengo que servir, toda mi vida ha servido a la comunidad, al pueblo mexicano, al pueblo latino, al pueblo que es pobre, al pueblo de todas las razas. Y aquí creo que eso, por eso aquí estoy como presidente, porque siento que estoy en un lugar donde KBBF ha cumplido con eso, con las mismas ideas que morales y sociales que yo ha tenido y tengo todavía. Entonces creo que de vuelta quiero darle muchísimas gracias, Guido, porque por esa visión, esa misión que ustedes tenían. Y lo quiero decir en inglés porque creo que es importante. I know, you know, this is Alicia Sanchez again, president of the board of directors. And one of the things I was talking to Guido right now and Dan is that one of the things about the KBBF is that we are right now, in a sense, like on a rebirth. We moved to this new place, but in for a while, people were very concerned that, we're selling the property in Finley. You sold the property in Finley. And I said, no, we're not selling it. On the contrary, we're just letting it be resting for a little bit. It has taken a lot of big hits during the 40 years. It needs to rest a little bit. We even did a farewell ceremony to say thank you to for it for a little bit. We said we will return. We just need to, we're now trying a new thing here of moving, but we are not selling that property. But what we're doing here in this new place right now is to try to relive, I guess, a new rebirth of KBBF, going back to that 1971, you know, when all of you gathered together, and especially you sitting there in this vision, this, you know, mission that you said, this is what we want to do, serve the community. And, you know, I work with Cesar Chavez and work for him and in the union. And one of the things he said is, we are not here to provide service for the community. We are supposed to be servants of the community, of the farm worker. And this is, I think, the mission and vision of the KBBF. And that's, I know on a personal level, that's been my moral and social values that I have, is to be a servant to the community, to be able to provide my faith and hope that we can make things better, you know, for social justice. So again, I want to thank you. I am like so honored to be just sitting here in front of you and just with one of the founders of this incredible, just wonderful treasure that we have here. Entonces, le quiero dar muchísimas gracias.
Oye, muchas gracias. Yo creo que es un gracias inmerecido porque este es el esfuerzo de un grupo de gente que día a día ha empezado a crecer. Ha sido la inspiración de unos cuantos, pero esto no se hubiera realizado sin la participación, sin el grano de arena, sin la contribución de muchas gentes como ustedes, que siguen ahorita después de 40 años aquí todavía en la lucha, en la trinchera, como se dice, sacando al buey de la barranca. Y de eso se trata. Nosotros tenemos que sacar ese buey de la barranca. Nosotros nunca podemos jamás gastar un solo minuto en pelearnos entre nosotros mismos, porque el espíritu, la lucha, el progreso únicamente se lleva a cabo cuando toda una comunidad se junta, viejos, jóvenes, negros, blancos, chicanos, mexicanos. ¿Qué es que nos estamos peleando por cosas tan pequeñas? Jamás en la vida. Es decir, nosotros tenemos que seguir adelante y tenemos que triunfar. I want to thank you very much for your commitment as well. And you know, what can I say to our community? Los quiero con todo corazón y estoy aquí a sus órdenes porque para eso me hizo Dios.
And you are listening to KBBF FM 89.1. Están escuchando a KBBF FM 89.1. Yes, there's a phone ringing. I don't actually know how to answer it.
Yes, you can just write this.
Thank you.
So we are about to conclude our interview here with Guido Del Prado, one of the founder and who organized many other founders for KVBF and the Bilingual Broadcasting Foundation. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very, very, very much for having me. It's a pleasure. And I want to just make a comment. We just had a phone call from Mr. Jose Garcia. Jose, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We understand you were a volunteer in 1973. You know, it takes people like you who contributed and just to call and say we are you're on and San Rafael is wonderful news. Thank you very much, Jose. Gracias por todo. And I just want to say to this beautiful community, you know, support this board. Please, whenever they call you, you know, take off some time and be a part of it. These folks, that they volunteer their time, they have some dream and believe in it, deserve to be supported. And the only way that the radio station is going to get back again to 4010 Finley Avenue is when you come in and you'll make it possible to that will happen. Muchas gracias por todo. Les agradezco por darme la oportunidad de hablar con esta comunidad tan linda. Yo he sido un futbolista empedernido aquí. He pertenecido al Atlas Club con los Carreteros. Y hemos tenido unas tardes muy lindas en todo California, básicamente. Y yo les quiero decir que, por favor, apoyen a esta estación. Vengan y apoyen a esta gente que necesita su colaboración. Este proyecto no pertenece a nadie, sino a todos nosotros. Por favor, que Dios los bendiga y que tengan buen día. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, and thank you. And thank you for being here, Alicia Sanchez. And, you know, it took some courage for you to get on that board. I know I was, I started on with KBBF shortly after you became the board president, and I could see how much courage it took for you to do that. You are definitely carrying on the passion and the conviction.
Oh, thank you very much. And again, we thank you again for being here for us. You know, me da mucho gusto, muchas gracias por estar aquí y ayudarlos a nosotros y darnos este ánimo para seguir adelante. And thank you, Dan, for inviting me to your program, even though I sort of just came in, but thank you so much, Dan.
Absolutely.
And muchas gracias, Dan, por de dejarme que estuviera en tu programa.
Thank you both. I was actually looking forward to talking to both of you on the air. It's been wonderful for me, too.